This is the CPC Podcast, episode 32, for Ash Wednesday, March 6th, 2019, Repairing the Breach. This podcast was recorded live at Central Presbyterian Church in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I'm your host, Zach Cosner. Multiple episodes of the pod will be published simultaneously going forward until my backlog has been taken care of. This week is a special episode of the pod, taken from our Ash Wednesday service. Now let's go ahead and turn it over to Reverend Tim Reeves.
Our first reading this evening comes from the 58th chapter of the prophet Isaiah, beginning with the first verse and proceeding through verse 12. Let us listen for the word of the Lord. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing like, or shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help and he will say, here I am. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. We turn to our second reading from the sixth chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, beginning with the first verse and proceeding through verse 6 and then picking up at verse 16 and proceeding through verse 21. Again, let us listen for the word of the Lord. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our word hypocrisy comes to us originally from a Greek word used in the theater. Actors would wear masks to portray either a different mood or a different person, and they were playing a role for everyone to see. And while actors and actresses today are critiqued based on their ability to play a certain role and entertain us today, religious people are rightly criticized for their hypocrisy for very different reasons. You see, as Christians, we are not meant to play a part. We are not intended to deceive others. As disciples of Jesus Christ, we are called to model the same love and peace he displayed to everyone. That, by the way, is one reason why in the earliest days of the church, you could not join the church and continue to be an actor or a soldier. Because to play a part or to pledge ultimate allegiance to Caesar would have exposed the people of faith to harsh criticism and accusations of faithlessness. In Jesus' day, it wasn't hard to find examples of religious people who were just putting on airs, as my grandparents used to call it. The Talmud, a collection of commentary and reflections on the Hebrew scriptures, actually mentioned a number of different types of Pharisees. One group was called shoulder Pharisees. These were Pharisees who performed acts of religious piety and wore a record of these acts on their shoulders. Though not a completely accurate comparison, we might imagine a soldier or a sailor today with a chest full of medals and ribbons. We look at those and we know that that person has done much in the service of this country. People encountering shoulder Pharisees would have seen something displayed on their shoulders, which just by looking at them would have led people to believe that they had done much in the service of God. Then there was a group called the bleeding Pharisees. Public interactions between women and men were highly regulated in Jesus' day, and men traditionally did not speak to women in public unless that woman happened to be a close relative. Some even came to believe that for religious leaders, they should not talk at all, even to women to whom they were related. And the bleeding Pharisees took matters to an even greater extreme. They refused even to look at women in public. So, and this is one of those times when truth is actually stranger than fiction, these Pharisees would literally walk around in public with their eyes closed. And naturally, with their eyes closed, they would bump into things like walls or trip over rocks. They would end up with bumps and bruises and scrapes, and people would look at them and see blood coming down from their faces and their wounds and think, boy, those are some really religious men. A third group was called the tumbling Pharisees. They were so named because, not because of their acrobatic prowess, but because they refused to lift their feet off the ground, because this was God's gift to the people, and they did not want to lose contact with the promised land. So they would drag their feet along, and you can imagine that as they did, they would trip and tumble. It's not difficult to imagine that their robes would be dirty and torn, and that they too would have abrasions and scrapes and bruises. But people would look at these men and consider them to be truly pious leaders. Little wonder then that Jesus warned his disciples about performing religious acts for others to see. Little wonder as well that the prophet Isaiah would be commanded by God to confront the religious practices of his day. What good does it do to make a great show of our faith if we are not actually being faithful? Will the world know whom we follow based on how much attention we draw to ourselves? Or based on how much we point beyond ourselves to our Lord and Savior? We can go through the motions and perhaps even fool others and ourselves that we are being faithful, but we can never fool our Creator, who knows us better than we know ourselves. And assuming that none of us wants to be accused of putting on airs, I believe it's important to take the teachings in our readings this evening to heart. Now, let me be clear, showing our faith in public is not a bad thing. But where we get in trouble is when we show off or show one side of ourselves in public, but a completely different side of ourselves when no one is looking. The center of our lives is not on our Lord Jesus Christ, but on ourselves. And that's what Jesus warned against time and time again. So I got to thinking that perhaps the best way to keep the focus off of ourselves is to remember that God has created us to be in community with one another. And in an age where we hear so much time and time again of an emphasis and an importance on having a personal relationship with Jesus, we forget that this same Lord and Savior calls us out of this self-centered world and puts us into a community of believers. And more importantly, he does so that we ourselves might help repair the breach. I think that's an interesting phrase that Isaiah used. You see, the people of Israel were fasting, and they were worshiping God, but they were not allowing their worship to transform their daily lives. They saw no connection between their relationship with God and how they were called to treat other people. They were not, as the prophet Malachi so eloquently exhorted, doing justice, loving kindness, or walking humbly with God. They made a great show of their fasting and of their worship, but that's all it was, a show. And in a day and age when so many things tear at the fabric of society, God would have us remember that faithfulness demands that we offer wholeness to a broken world. The Hebrew word there, or actually the Hebrew phrase, is tikkun olam, which means literally repairing the world. What that means is that as God's chosen people, it's our responsibility to take part in the ongoing and ever unfolding work of God to establish justice and righteousness and wholeness here on earth. And when we are working toward that end, it's impossible for us to think about ourselves. To repair that breach, to offer wholeness to the world, is by its very definition outward looking instead of self-centered. And as we enter the season of Lent and are reminded of the sacrificial love of our Savior, who did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, took the form of a slave, and died on the cross, we are reminded that his is the example we are to follow. In a few minutes, ashes will be imposed on our foreheads, and we will be reminded of the many ways that we have been complicit in the tearing apart of God's very good creation. We will be reminded that there is much that is wrong in this sinful and broken world, but we will also be reminded that from the ashes a new community of believers may arise. And when we leave with those ashes on our foreheads, the world will see. But what will they see when we wash those ashes away? Whose glory will they see? Ours or our Lord's? To God be all the honor, glory, and praise forever. Amen.
Thanks again to Reverend Timothy Reeves. If you like what you heard today, go ahead and mash that subscribe button. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, the new Google Podcast app, and the Stitcher app. And go ahead and leave us a review. It helps people find us. To keep up to date with all the latest church news and happenings, find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or follow us on Instagram. Our username is CentralPresPB, which conveniently is also the address of our website, www.centralprespb.com. Our theme music is brought to you by Excel Music Publishing, who can be found at www.freemusicpublicdomain.com. That'll do it for this week's episode. I'm your host, Zach Costner, and I hope you have a great week. See you next time.